Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Watching the Rio Olympics, which I've been doing a bit of, not loads, but a fair bit, it's interesting, really, because for me, it just brings back memories of London 2012, the Olympics back then, 4 years ago. And it's just amazing how that time's flown by. So it's almost as if it was, I don't know, a year ago or half a year even. It doesn't feel like 4 years ago. But anyway, it's interesting watching the Olympics because there hasn't really been any emphasis this time around on any of the symbolism of the Olympics. It's very much just the Olympics, and it's accepted as just a sports event. And I think it's just good to look back at 2012 and remember that period, because it was a fascinating period. We had the Olympics going on in the UK, and there was such a different vibe, particularly in this country, because it felt like, I think if you bought into the conspiracy theories about it being very symbolic and being all about asserting some sort of domination on the world by saying, right, this is us, we're in control. The all-seeing eye is looking over the Olympic stadium, which was a big deal at the time, the symbolism of all that, the pyramid, all that business, the capstone. And it was like, well, what's coming next? But ultimately nothing really did come. We've had a few things happen over the last 4 years, some pretty morbid stuff. I guess pretty much the ongoing war in Syria, which could have escalated, didn't quite escalate, when Britain and the US were looking to intervene, which would have been an absolute disaster, but it never quite happened. But many have said that was very much a World War III type scenario, because Russia are backing up the opposition. But that's still on the cards. I mean, we are still fighting a proxy war against Russia in Syria. So that's quite an event which wasn't really going on back then, 4 years ago. But beyond that, not a great deal has happened in terms of the economy. It's been up and down, but we've not seen any great recession like the 2008 one. But obviously, I guess the big news is Brexit. And no one was talking about the possibility of that in 2012, 4 years ago. I don't think anyone was really imagining it. I mean, obviously UKIP was still very much pushing it, and Nigel Farage was on the scene. But I don't really think anyone really felt that it was likely to ever happen. And the idea of a referendum I can't remember actually if Cameron had said there would be a referendum. I think perhaps he had said there would be one, but I guess what I'm trying to get at is I don't think anyone really ever considered the possibility that the UK would vote to leave. But of course, we're living in such a different country now, and particularly in the last few weeks, with the result of Cameron resigning and Theresa May stepping in as the new PM, pretty much creating an entirely new cabinet in the process, and the possibility of Brexit no longer being a possibility but being a fact. If you are to believe we are going to pull out, I mean, many still speculate that it will never happen for various reasons. Personally, I'm not convinced. I think the government that's in place now is firmly pushing for Brexit, and they're going through the motions of Brexit. So I suspect we'll be out of the EU within a few years. But that's not something that I don't think anyone in 2012 would have expected, in the UK at least. But also, I guess what many in the conspiracy movement research movement, it's always difficult to know quite how to describe it, but many people, I think, were expecting there to be much more coming as a result of the 2012 Olympics. That was sort of like the moment where we had the whole Mayan calendar predictions of that year, and I used to be very fascinated by the Terence McKenna time wave theory, which again is very much to do with how 2012 was a symbolic moment in our civilization, and it was going to lead to great events at the time. And all this kind of reached a massive crescendo at that point. and the opening was pretty spectacular. The ceremony was pretty spectacular. The Rio one was pretty good, though, to be fair. But I think really what I'm saying is the 2012 one, that everyone was looking out for the symbolism of the opening ceremony and all this business. And then we, as a country, I think we were very proud of the fact it was all very, very well organised and just really well done. But I guess with this one, I mean, we've done very well this year, this time around, in terms of medals, which is great to see. Well, we're second on the medal table, which I think is now being confirmed. So we're ahead of China, which is pretty unprecedented, really. I think we came third in 2012, just behind the US and China. But to come second is amazing. It's a fantastic result. And it's great to see. But we're not really just following the sports, really, with stuff like this. I mean, I'm always trying to look out for things like the symbolism of these sort of events. But I have to admit, I've not really been able to see much this time around. I mean, Brazil have barely been able to really host these games. I mean, that's probably the biggest story. They've financially really struggled. They had to tone down the opening ceremony because of the fact that the economy in Brazil has kind of nosedived over the last few years. I guess when they first were given the Olympics and told that they were going to host, I think a few years back, they were probably a lot more confident they could do it. But they've, unfortunately, as a country, they've had some problems. So a lot's not necessarily gone to plan. I mean, the infamous green pool incident was quite an embarrassment for them. Well, I think maybe they just didn't use enough chlorine or didn't use any at all to clean a certain diving pool, so it all turns green. That's quite an embarrassing moment, really. But nothing too major. No one was hurt. But then there are all these interesting stories at the start of Russian diplomats getting attacked by thieves in the Brazilian slums, and some jiu-jitsu expert Russian diplomat managed to kill one of them in his car, and all this business. I'm not entirely sure that was ever verified. It was quite a bizarre story, that one. Some Brazilian guy on a bike dived into this Russian guy's diplomatic car trying to steal his phone, and the Russian guy strangled him as he was driving. But it all sounds quite far-fetched. I think it later came out that they were Russian but not a diplomat. And then I also heard stories that actually it never happened at all. It's just one of those interesting little stories. But also there were lots of cases of the US swimming team apparently lied about some sort of criminal incident which they claimed they were a victim of. Not entirely sure what the agenda there was. A few things like that, but basically a few embarrassments, really, a few nation state embarrassments, I think, going on. Obviously the drugs issue, the Russians, I think the entire Russian Paralympic team were banned because of the drug scare. And that's been an ongoing problem, really, over the last few years. And I think it's hit the surface more, really, now. More in 2012, it wasn't really a factor. But now I think everyone's starting to wonder, really, if half of these people are on some sort of drug that no one's detected. Hope not, because for me, I do like to see these Olympians do well, because I'm not massively into physical fitness. I do like to keep fit, and I do like to go running and do my yoga and all this business, and I am very much into that stuff, so I do like to see all this. But you do worry sometimes if it's all a little bit of a scam, if you like. Maybe there's more to it than just people being really fit. Hope not, though. But anyway, the other big story, I think, is just that the Paralympics have really taken a bit of a back burner with this. They're all sort of on notice that they're going to happen, but I don't think there's really much of a flavour for it in Brazil. Culturally, I just think it's a slightly different country to the UK, where we did a really, really good job hosting the Paralympics, and it was good to see it, but I don't think they're that bothered in Brazil of making a big deal about that. Apparently there was even talk of cancelling it, but it is going ahead. But it's chronically underfunded, and they've only sold about 12% of tickets for the Paralympics, which I think is a real shame. But maybe something needs to be done there. maybe the Olympics authority needed to do more. Maybe they should have seen that coming. I don't think it can all be sort of put in Brazil's. I don't think Brazil can be made given the blame for all of that, really. But anyway, so it's just an interesting little period, really. I think the Olympics are always interesting. I don't know who's hosting it next. I think maybe it's Russia, which will be quite interesting. Or maybe that's the Winter Olympics or the football. No, it's the football I'm thinking of, the World Cup, I think. So who knows? I'm not sure. But yeah, it's an interesting period. But it just reminds me of the whole 2012 era. That's what it felt like at the time. It felt like this crescendo, really. But then nothing really has happened as a result of it. And I remember David Icke in particular was talking about it a lot in terms of the conspiracy angle, saying it was all going to be about control and we were going to enter into very desolate times. There was going to be a lot of change. The timelines don't seem to have quite panned out in the way David Icke expected. And I think things are just ticking along, personally. And certainly with my thoughts and all this stuff, I mean, my views have changed somewhat over the last few years. I used to believe that there was some sort of overarching agenda. But I'm not sure I believe that anymore. I think there are definitely shady characters in positions of power. And they do get together and form groups, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, etc., etc. We all know about this stuff. And it is all one's a hand, and it does all need to be brought to the surface, no doubt at all. But I'm no longer sure that there is some sort of grand scheme in place. But I'm not necessarily saying I don't believe it. I'm just saying I'm not as convinced anymore. But I guess that's just a result of years and years of reading about things and people claiming this and that, but then really nothing ever quite happens the way people predict. But that could well be part of the control system in a way. It could just be designed to keep us in a perpetual state of fear, and that's all about predicting nasty things that are coming. And obviously those things never come, because if they did, who would that really benefit? Because things would suddenly come to a grinding halt. And really, that if really this is just about money on one level, then that's not good for anyone. But people like Icke would claim that it's not just about money, it's about far more than that. It's about control, and it's about sort of an energetic level of control, which goes beyond the five sense reality that we're in. It's more to do with the control of our consciousness to keep us suppressed as a sort of spiritual being. Multi-dimensional consciousness, keeping it pressed down like a ball in the water, forcing it to keep below the surface. So yeah, there you go, really. Just a little episode, just some thoughts really I wanted to share. Hopefully we get some more content out soon, just being quite busy with things. So let's wrap this one up.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.